This week, researchers have called for an update to Australia's national medicines policy. The policy was created 20 years ago, and since then, researchers say there has been no update or comprehensive review. A lot has changed since 1999. Our music, our fashion, our technology, and surely our healthcare. So shouldn't our policy change with us? As the 20th anniversary of the national medicines policy approaches, researchers say a review is overdue. The researchers, Professor Oren Chisholm and Dr. Brendan Shaw from UNSW, called for a review of policy in a paper in the Medical Journal of Australia this week. To lend some insight, co-author Dr. Brendan Shaw from UNSW and principal of Shawview Consulting joins us now from London. Hello, Dr. Shaw.
Hello.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with us. To start, what is the National Medicines Policy? Why is it important?
So the National Medicines Policy is, if you like, the overarching document that covers, it's a policy framework that covers Australia's medicines and health policy. It provides a framework for how the discussions among different stakeholders, government, industry, patients, healthcare professionals alike, have about the future of Australia's health and medicine system.
And a lot has changed since 1999, so it seems bizarre that Australia's policy hasn't been updated. Why do you think this is?
Well, I think Australia's national medicines policies served us pretty well, actually, for a long time. But as you've mentioned, it's now almost 20 years old, and a lot has changed since then. And so I think we're telling people it's time for a review of it. So there's a lot of things that have changed. So if you think about it, back in 1999, there was no human genome sequence. There wasn't sort of the widespread genetic testing you see today. There was no social media. People weren't using Twitter and Facebook for talk about their symptoms and treatments. And there were no smartphones. So there's a lot that's changed since then, both in how we live as a society, but also in the medical technologies. And so I think it's long overdue for that policy to be reviewed.
And what needs to be updated? When you've mentioned all those changes that have happened since 1999, what needs to be updated in this policy? Are there examples of what needs to be put explicitly in the policy?
Well, look, it's interesting because we actually, as part of our research, we looked at what other countries were doing and what their national medicines policies talked about, including found some areas that actually aren't covered in our policy. So things like waste disposal and environmental protection to do with medicines, how to dispose of unwanted medicines, antibiotic resistance and superbugs, information technology, data analysis, web-based systems, electronic media, health literacy, workforce planning, and all these sorts of things. None of these are covered in Australia's national medicines policy when in other countries over the years they have reviewed and updated their policies. So there's quite a lot of discussion to happen, I think, about what needs to be in Australia's national medicines policy going forward.
That's quite interesting. When you mentioned the antibiotic resistance, that's a perception that's changed over the last 20 years, absolutely.
Yes, I was going to say, it's a problem that's come out in the last 20 years. 20 years ago, people weren't talking about it now, but it's a major health issue for Australian society, in fact, global society as well.
And you mentioned before the waste disposal. Is that one of the things that we should be considering when thinking about climate change?
Look, I think one of the things we mentioned climate change is because it's having a significant impact on diseases that are happening in different countries. And with the, changing environment, there's predictions that more of tropical diseases will become more important, that the types of diseases and medicines that we'll need now in the future may be different. But there needs to be more discussion about this. And I think the point is that all of these factors, I think, need to be discussed as part of a broader national policy.
And could this policy change or impact the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, the PBS?
Look, I think it's how the pharmaceutical benefits scheme features in that is an important question. I mean, one of the interesting things, for example, is we looked at the top 10 medicines in the pharmaceutical benefits scheme today compared with 20 years ago. And they're quite different. I mean,
I can imagine.
If you look 20 years ago, most of the medicines in the top 10 were all treated things like, you know, high cholesterol, peptic ulcers, and asthma. Whereas today, the top 10 medicines treat things like cancer, hepatitis C, wet macular degeneration, which is an eye disease, and different types of cancers and osteoporosis. And so, the types of medicines that are dominant in the PBS today are quite different. They're much more biologic and targeted to people's genes than they were 20 years ago. And that raises a whole lot of issues about how medicines are used, how they're prescribed, and how they benefit the society. So obviously the PBS would be part of that discussion, yes.
And how could this review of policy affect us in our everyday life?
Well, I think how the policy review can affect people in the community and patients is it's a policy about how people get medicines. Ultimately, that's what it is. It's a policy about that governs how governments work with patient groups, how they work with industry and with healthcare professionals, and how the decisions that are made about the PBS, about medicines and the health system, how those decisions are made. And so it's been a long time since we've had that conversation about where the medicine system and where the health system's going in this context. And so we think it's an important conversation for the community.
And do we know when this review will take place, or is it something we're just putting forward that needs to happen?
Look, the government's made a commitment that it's going to have a review of some sort within the next 12 months, I think, which is great. I guess the question is how it does that review and how comprehensive that review is. And I guess what we're saying is you only get a chance once every 20 years to do this, so why not take the opportunity to have a comprehensive review about where the medicine system's going and how it's going to help the Australian community in the future.
Wonderful. Now, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
No problem. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
That was Dr. Brendan Shaw, Principal of Shoreview Consulting and Senior Lecturer at University of New South Wales, discussing a need for a review of Australia's National Medicines Policy.